This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The energy rising. I can feel humanity awakening, and it's exciting. I can see the globalist attempts to intimidate us and to make us feel failed and ugly and bad disappearing, like when a big wind comes in and just removes all that dirty fog and the sun rises. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Doesn't mean there won't be problems. I'm not offering some communist or globalist or fascist utopia. I'm saying good people have stood down and allowed corrupt and evil individuals to take over. Just 3 months ago, using my name got banned on Facebook and Instagram in a positive way. When they said, Jones put out a misleading video that on Instagram had 10 million views. It was all over the news. It said Joe Biden may have had another stroke and is slurring his words. Well, he had a huge stroke, almost died, had brain surgery years ago. Now he suddenly can't talk, and they banned me. Well, within a month, everybody started saying he's slurring his words. He's stumbling. He can't remember anything. He's telling all sorts of stories about how he was in, you know, office last year and how he was, you know, all these war stories that aren't true. And just one gaffe, one foot in the mouth after another. Well, it turns out he's like Brian Williams of MSNBC, saying he was in a helicopter shot down by an RPG. And Hillary, who was on the ground supposedly in Bosnia Herzegovina, and she got shot at in the thing. None of it was true. And here he is now. Oh, Connecticut Post, as he campaigns for president, Joe Biden tells a moving but false war story. Joe Biden painted a vivid scene from 400 people packed in a college meeting hall. A four-star general had asked the vice president to travel to Kunar, a province in Afghanistan, a dangerous foray into godforsaken country, to recognize the remarkable heroism of a Navy captain. Some told him it was too risky, but Biden said he brushed off the concerns. He can lose a vice president, he said. We can't lose many more of these kids. No joke. Wow. He's willing to die for us. What an incredible individual, Joe Biden. That Navy captain, Biden recalled Friday night, had rappelled down a 60-foot ravine under fire and retrieved a body of an American comrade, carrying him on his back. Now the general wanted Biden to pin a silver star on the American hero. Despite his bravery, felt like a failure. He said, sir, I don't want the damn thing, said Biden, the jaw clenching and his voice rising to a shout. Do not pin it on me, sir. Do not pin it on me. He died. The room was silent. That's the God's truth, Biden said as he told the story. My word is Biden. Well, you know it's a lie then. Except almost every detail of the story appears to be incorrect. Based on interviews with those and a dozen U.S. troops, their commanders and Biden campaign officials, it appears, though, the former vice president had jumbled elements of at least three actual events into one story of bravery, comparison, and regret that never happened and that Biden was never even at. Beyond Brian Williams. And on Sunday, I'll play the clip for you, and we'll go over all that. Or maybe in post, we'll add it. You know, we're here on the live Friday show covering all this. And that's why they don't want us on air. Because, see, I have a memory. The average person has one of a goldfish now, but you can get out of that programming. I mean, the fact that people don't have memories anymore is crippling. It's scary. They've got memories for things they like, things they enjoy, but not general memories. It betrays the brain to have good memories and to be able to remember what's important. And Biden and all these other people think you're stupid. They think you're morons. They think you're idiots. They think you're done. They think you don't know what you're doing. And they think you'll sit here idly by while they try to shut down this operation and bankrupt us. But you haven't done it. You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and T-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need to help fund this operation but also help you. But beyond even financially supporting us, your word of mouth is king and is breaking the back of the tyrants right now. Nick Begas straight ahead on the other side of this Friday edition. Please spread the word.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we're here at the end of August. I can't believe it, end of August already, and our weather's changing here in the north. You know, I was listening for the last few hours and thinking about the subject of the day, and between the crazy nonsense on the Democratic side of the presidential elections, but then I think back on when Trump was running against 16 people on the Republican side and the circus that presented up so many of the mainline establishment candidates, and we're seeing it again. And they'd rather have someone that Biden has passed his prime for sure. The world is waking up to it, and it's unfortunate. It's kind of sad to see actually someone thinking they can be the president of the United States and can't keep the details together. It's a pretty scary thing when you think about it. How we're picking our national leaders and what's really behind all of that. And as I think about the information wars as such, sort of how that all goes, and we've been at it 25 years and on the science side and on a lot of the political issues and how they mesh in a technocracy of the 21st century, which is really all of it. All of the topics today really touch on that in one form or another, whether you're talking about science, fake science, climate change science, BBC, as we heard from British colleague reporting on what's going on over there. But, BBC at one time before the climate change debate became a debate going back into the 90s actually had a special on climate where they attributed the changes to solar radiation, which is kind of interesting. I got to find that disc. I have it in my archive somewhere. I got to find it. Because it's one worth citing, on this show, because it's really a big flip. And what they cited in that BBC special was, in fact, solar activity from around 1900 going through the late 80s. And what they found is when supposed man-made materials were at the highest peak of the Industrial Revolution following World War II and the production explosion during and after World War II, actually climates dropped for up until the 80s, for almost 40 years, the average climate temperature dropped, and it lined up with what was going on with the sun and solar activity precisely. One of the other factors, and it's mentioned on a video that's only available right now through InfoWars Store, and it's the video on climate change that I did a number of years ago. And one of the things that we talk about in that is undersea volcanics. When you have solar radiation from the sun hitting the surface of the oceans, which is the oceans are sort of the drivers for so much weather because of the way currents carry the heat that is locked into the oceans, and it either adds or detracts, but it certainly contributes to the formation and severity of many, many types of weather fronts. So when you think about what's happening in Earth changes, the video I was talking about, Earth changes talks about the fact that undersea, when volcanoes vent and magma is released, 100% of the energy is absorbed into the ocean. Whereas at surfaces, sunlight, only 2 or 3% of the energy is absorbed into the oceans, and it's kept at the surface. Because the deeper you go in the oceans, just even a couple of feet, or a meter even, the temperature gradient becomes cooler and cooler and cooler because heat rises. So when you think about the Pacific Rim, the rim of volcanoes under the Pacific, and faulting plates where a tremendous amount of energy is released in the oceans, but it's not monitored. Nobody is paying any attention, and 100% of that heat energy is absorbed into the oceans. And if you looked at it from satellite map, just like they show the El Nina and El Ninos, it's a plume. It comes out as a plume of heat in the ocean that spreads out as it moves across the ocean, which is exactly the footprint you will see from a volcano venting under the seas. In recent days, they've been talking about several miles, many, many kilometers of pumice floating across the ocean headed for Australia. They're talking about how this might be useful to the coral reefs. What they fail to mention is the amount of heat energy necessary when that was released that is in the oceans. And there, for those seeing the visual, can see sort of the map of the Pacific Rim. Now, at any given time, a certain amount of volcanoes are going on the surface, a certain amount are under the seas, and this contributes a tremendous amount to temperature changes relevant to the Pacific. And we see the same venting in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge in the Atlantic and other areas of hotspots, so to speak, within the Atlantic and the Pacific. And I think these are also related to solar activities. If you read some of the science that is multidisciplinary approaches to climate, you'll find out that nature is the biggest driver and not mankind. And what the earlier guest was saying, the evidence will clearly show. And, you know, when I think back, you know, when did I first write and publish, you know, that the video that you're going to see, Earth Changes, that's the one, you know, and this is over a decade ago, talking about these undersea mechanics as well as solar radiation. Now, if you go back 12,500 years ago to the last ice age, which scientists consensus in the world there really was one, what they say is oceans rose 350 feet in that 12,500 years, which is 3 feet or approximately 1 meter every 100 years, which is what the alarmists have been saying is going to happen in the next 100 years. And if it does, it's only the average. Now, given at various periods going back, the cycle on temperature was much higher. You know, we had these tremendous gradients of temperature rises, and then we had drop, you know, for 1,000 years where it got all of a sudden suddenly colder, and people are trying to sort that out. And one of the theories is it was a comet or an asteroid hitting the ice cap and vaporizing a big chunk of it. And when it did, it actually not only created huge flooding, which many traditions, Christian traditions and others talk about, but it also lines up with 1,000 years of freezing, incredible cold that wiped out many species on the planet, caused again by natural events. And in those days, the species I'm speaking about are lions and saber-toothed tigers and mastodons and horses in North America and camels and all kinds of things that were here 50,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago. In fact, the last mastodons leaving the United States and an island off Alaska 4,000 years ago, which is like a twinkling of the eye. And I guarantee you they weren't overhunted by humans with spears. So solar cycles, in fact, are the biggest drivers for climate. Solar flare activity can create huge situations on Earth with interference with our magnetic field lines. The interaction is what is needs to be looked at of these huge natural mechanisms with what's happening with the Earth. And therein lies the truth. And what has happened is the environmental community has hijacked science with fake science and believe that it's some kind of a poll to decide what good science is. Now, if you go back to the 1960s, early 1960s, continental drift, the theory that's accepted by everybody today was totally rejected back then. And the guy who advanced that theory of continental drift was a kook, as far as everybody in the geophysics world was concerned. And actually, he was right. You know, and so what I would say about science is let science be science and let the scientists prove or disprove what is true and keep the politics out. And then we find out that it's all about environmental science, which is more left-wing propaganda for the 21st century. We're going to be right back. We've got messages coming up. Very important to support this network. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this fourth hour, Friday, August 30th, 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. Before the break, we got into this issue of climate change, and I want to carry that a little bit further. You know, there's no doubt it's warming up right now, at least in my part of the world. And we've seen it, but it happened historically. You know, in the background, for those that are seeing the images, you know, is an area that I go to in the summer. It's a property I have pretty remote in Alaska, and I have historic pictures going back over 100 years on this property, and you can literally see the changes. I mean, they are there. You know, the vegetation footprint as you go up my valley keeps getting deeper, thicker. You know, it used to be up to your ankles. Now you go through trees and brush, actually brush and dwarf trees up to your chest. You know, and that's in 100 years, changes in terms of what's happening on the vegetation footprint. You know, when you think about recently, there's been some things in the news about Donald Trump lowering the standard, kind of reversing some of the Obama standards on methane release because of natural gas production, which is really a big part of the climate change debate as posed by environmental community, has really been a war on hydrocarbons, which ultimately it has been for that group one of the big targets all along. You know, the problem is you can't run airplanes on batteries, at least not yet. You know, so hydrocarbons are a big part of what's happening in the world. And there's some downside. Obviously, we've got to figure out some things. Plastics, you know, are becoming a big problem in our oceans. We all heard the stories on that. Certain particulate materials in the atmosphere are dangerous for us. They create hormones in the environment, which we're seeing the feminizings of species that Alex has been criticized for, but actually goes back to MIT research in a book called Our Stolen Future, which won acclaim from major academic journals around the world for the group of scientists came together to talk about this concern. But on the hydrocarbons issue and on methane release in terms of what's happening in the natural world, methane is indeed 20 times more powerful than what are thought of as man releases of carbon emissions. But when you think about methane, the biggest releases of methane today are in the northern regions of the world. The northern latitudes of the world, because the Earth is warming, because the sun is been at a higher cycle, along with a lot of other factors, you're getting melting in the northern regions of the permafrost. And in some instances, this permafrost goes back down 1,000 feet deep. It's frozen solid, okay? So what's happened is when that was first flash frozen 30, 40, 50,000 years ago, you know, when you look at the vegetation gradient, now what's happening is it's melting. And the methane from the natural degradation of organic material locked in the soil is releasing prodigious amounts of methane, so much so that the cycle of methane release by nature, again by nature, is not something you can put a lid on. You can't put the finger in the dike and stop the flood. It's happening, and it will continue to happen until something intervenes with that process naturally. And that could be now the slowing cycle of solar radiation where it becomes cooler. You may, in fact, see a gradual cooling down again and the building of glaciers again, because glaciers take a couple things. First, it takes precipitation to create snow, so it can't be too cold. And then it requires snow to stay from year to year, from season to season, which doesn't require very much temperature changes. But it does require them. And I think we'll see the oscillation over the next 40, 50 years. And as the last guest with Alex said, the science is now beginning to come forward. If we can get excused from those that would like to still call the Earth flat and still say it wasn't continental drift or whatever else it is. You know, because here's the truth about science. About every 50 years, there's major breakthroughs in science. And that kind of lines up with when people die of old age and their doctoral dissertations no longer matter. And that's the truth of it, you know. Real breakthroughs in science happen not because of consensus. Go back to the 1900s when everybody was saying by consensus, you can't get anything to fly if it's heavier than air. And a couple bicycle makers decided they were wrong. And voila, the Wright brothers in the industry of flight. Okay, so science is always wrong in the long run. Think about it, in the long run. I mean, elements stay the same, but our understanding of them obviously does change in the long run. And we're always in it for the long run, at least I hope so. So climate change, up and down, there's been a lot of species that have come and gone from this planet, had nothing to do with humankind. And I would argue we're in that same cycle again. And yeah, we can be better stewards for this planet. There is no doubt. And this generation, I think, is aware of that. No matter what your political persuasion is, we can do it better. And I think the world is trying to do it better for lots of the right reasons. But, you know, that's really the climate change thing is, again, a globalist agenda for screaming shortage, poverty, and a way to collect everyone under some squishy umbrella of taxation, in this case, the carbon tax, the United Nations tax, the globalist tax, whatever you want to call it. The point of the matter is we remain sovereigns within a world of sovereigns, and we should respect each other's differences and even accept each other's differences rather than trying to impose upon each other in the way that we have. You know, self-governance, self-determination is a fundamental understanding of most Americans, or at least it used to be. And I embrace that for whoever you are, wherever you're at. If you want a monarchy, go ahead and have one. If you want a dictatorship, have one of those. If you want a parliamentarian structure or a democracy or a democratic republic like ours, by all means, have it. And if you don't like the one you've got, have a revolution. Hopefully it's a peaceful one. But really, you know, it is time to awaken to what is possible, not what's impossible. And start to look at this world in a very different way than the shortage, greed-gobbling globalists that would seek to diminish what we are and create an environment of shortage when, in fact, we are a grain of sand on the beach of the universe, ladies and gentlemen, with great creative potential if we would but recognize it. And, you know, when you think about it in the context of the Earth and natural resources and how it goes, the opportunities that we each have remain because we can do things as individual living souls on the planet. We can do it responsibly. Anything good was created by one or two people seeing it a little bit differently. And everyone in the InfoWars with us sees it a little bit differently. And it's time to awaken our friends and our neighbors to what's possible. This is the InfoWars in this fourth hour. This is Dr. Nick Begich. And you've been listening to InfoWars.com.
And we've got breaking information straight ahead. Breaking information. I'm coming back on live with Dr. Nick Begich. We have an incredible story that just went live on InfoWars.com. Be sure and also get his films at InfoWars.com. They're amazing.
I love watching Dave and Night in the Morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tbilisi, Georgia is the scene of a heinous crime, ladies and gentlemen. This morning, I was working out, and one of my friends came over and said, look at this woman slap this little toddler or this young child, no older than three, in the face three or four times, and then the mother and the father don't do anything. Well, it turns out, because of the black and white footage or pixelated footage that was on the news, people didn't realize that the woman almost chopped the child's nose off and then stabbed him twice in the cheeks like a ninja would do. And so the father goes forward to pick the child. She slashes at him. And it takes them a second to figure out what's happening. But again, you can see it's color video, but it almost looks black and white because it's so blown out. You can barely see the butcher knife, but it is at least 10-inch butcher knife, and she tries to stab him. Butcher knife or not, you do that to my kid, your brains are on the concrete. But she's a liberal, she's a leftist, an out-of-work artist. And Dominic Begich understands psychology. He understands the fact that the system is trying to make us more aggressive, more hateful. The media is like we're a colony of rats trying to invoke us into civil war. And you're seeing more and more senseless acts of violence. And when we go out and whenever we go to these leftist events, even with flags on our mics that say Action 7 or something else, they don't even know we're InfoWars. We say, what are you here for? Well, I'd like to kill babies up to age 3. Their little voices make me sick. And well, babies are parasites, and so are children. We need to kill old people. And these are women. We're not even looking for these people. We have dozens and dozens of these videos. So let's roll for TV viewers, radio listeners. It's posted on InfoWars.com. Woman randomly stabs 3-year-old boy in the face in street in Georgia. Let's roll that video for me again. So imagine you're walking along, and the father has the daughter. The little boy's right there, 3 years old. The woman stabs him. The father defends the daughter when the woman tries to stab the little girl. Now, they went and looked up who she is. She's a liberal artist out of work who wants to attack a good-looking family that has children. Now, I'm not just saying this about the left. They have turned into a crazed mob. Now, I just saw this 5 minutes ago before I went live on air, preempting Dr. Begich, and he understands. I want to get his take on this. But he's covering fascinating things. And so I just had time to only run into our guys and say, get me one woman saying kill kids to age 3. We have dozens of these. We put out an abortion video that's 5 minutes long showing women recently saying this. So something's happening. There's a psychoticness, like these mass shootings, you name it, where there are more senseless acts for no reason of violence. And it's getting more intense. It's getting more insane. I would imagine this woman's on psychotropic drugs, probably. It says on the inserts they can make you do things like this. We also, again, a few days ago, had the 16-year-old man kill his sister and her young daughter, his niece. His brother was married to her. He was attacking police, even though they had weapons, and humping with demon noises, going, just humping random people and screaming, I'm going to eat your soul. So it's like a Day of the Dead event happening. Let's go ahead and play the video of just one of the clips we found in the last couple minutes from a month ago here in Austin at a anti-Trump rally, and they're talking to them about how late should we abort children, because now they're aborting them after they're born and harvesting their organs via the governor of Virginia, the governor of New York, and other states. So here's that clip.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
How many times I tell you? Now, that's all they were able to find from a report. We have the raw footage here. I'll have it for Sunday. She goes on to say, I'm sick of their little voices. And we have woman after woman sounding like this. So there is what the Bible talks about, other historians and the ancient Greeks talked about, times when large portions of towns would just go crazy. It wasn't rabies, but people would just start eating each other, killing each other. The ancient Greeks thought it was vampires, and so they would actually go hunting for the crazies at night because they would only come out at night, and that's even on Discovery Channel and History Channel now. I'm not saying they're real vampires, but Dr. Begich, I'm going to let you take over now. It's just when I first saw this, I thought, what a coward. This woman slapping his daughter, his son, and he's doing nothing. No, he's dodging butcher knife here. Just totally. So really, this woman is trying to carry out a post-birth abortion. Perhaps she should be a guest of honor at the next DNC debate. Dr. Dick Begich, please take over.
Well, you know, all of this craziness, you know, as you look around the world today, it's not just the United States, around the world. You know, it is, I think, a combination of things. Firstly, you mentioned psychotropic drugs. I mean, what people are on by prescription now and the side effects of these is pretty extreme. And it's something like 1 in 10, I believe, something like this. A huge number of average persons are on something. You know, when you think about just the violence in the culture, generally, people believing they have a right to just feel without thinking. This is a lot of what drives this idea that everyone's entitled to an opinion that's empty-headed, and so they express it through emotion. And what you're seeing is it's easy to trigger this, you know, to create a general sense of dis-ease within a society, which we see all around us. Very few people, you can say very, very few people are at a level of comfort. When you look at this kind of video, I mean, for me, I saw it the first time, you know, as you were talking about it, I mean, it's shocking that people behave in this way. In my state, a lot of people are armed. I don't think the lady would have made it very far down the sidewalk. But, you know, this is the state of our culture. And people acting out in a way that you never heard about this kind of nonsense. But it is. What forms the culture is the media. What forms a sense of entitlement is the media. What fuels a sense of dis-ease and disease is the media. And when you think about these kinds of acts, I think our expectation is we'll see more of it. And the sensitivity of the population towards it is diminishing, and the lack of basic values that drive the entire system. When you talk about the interviews, and I've watched lots of them from the various hosts of the various protests, and most of what you're hearing from the left is a bunch of empty-headed parody, not very much information flows. And that's, I think, the greatest fear in all of it, because we are in an info war, and it is about information, and it's about connecting not just the heart and the emotion, but connect the head. You know?
Well, let me ask you this, we got a break, and then you're going to take back over. It seems to be a sacrament on the deranged left to want to kill kids. They also say, yeah, don't have kids, they hurt the earth. And let's just say it. The media is saying white people are inherently bad. So we're seeing a lot of racial killings of white people. We're not getting on the whole race bandwagon. It's just the left is teaching people. And I think it's been found that she's a liberal artist, a leftist artist. I think it's going to be found that she was mad at a family. She was mad because they were white. She was white. And that she was trying to, you know, get rid of the evil white people and, you know, targeting the little one like predators will do. Or perhaps she's just a run-of-the-mill psychotic. But this is happening more and more, and it's happening with women,
right,
who traditionally don't really do violent acts.
Right.
Women will poison you, they'll do sneaky stuff, but stabbing a child in the face, like you said, she's lucky to be in fact, show the InfoWars.com article, guys. Scroll down on it. One female police officer, scroll down, please, walking her to the car like it's no big deal. I mean, I'm not for police brutality, but on what planet does this woman not have her face caved in? I mean, I mean, that's why I couldn't be a police officer. If I showed up and a woman had stabbed a little kid in the face, she's going to at least get a, I mean, it's like, oh, I mean, who is this, even like a cop? Who is this person walking with her in handcuffs? Is that what Georgia police look like? I mean, the woman's not even wearing regular shoes. What the hell is going on? Something's happening here. Dr. Begich, stay there. You're taking over and getting us some other key intel. That was riveting. We talked about the sun driving climate earlier. I know we carry your film on that, which should be in every library, should be in every school, and is a very well-done piece to expose the fraud of man-made climate change, earth change, the ripple effect. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews, but I've seen it. It's excellent. Get it today.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bow elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. I appreciate being here. And, you know, just before the break, Alex jumped back in on that issue with the craziness of it all. You know, and I can tell you this, the amount of hate and anger that I'm seeing coming from the left these days. Hypocrisy at its best, right? Tolerance at its best, right? Consideration at its best, right? I don't think so. You know, it's what's missing again, the civility that these guys used to talk about. Where is the civility in any of it? Where's the dignity in any of it? And what's it really driven by? It's driven by guilt. They feel so guilty for all the horrors in the world. And guess what? It isn't your fault, probably. Nothing to feel guilty about. In fact, you know, you kind of have to look around and say, well, it is what it is. Now, let's actively do something proactive that unites people rather than divides people. And what I hear from the left is division under racial lines, you know, political lines, every possible division that you can think of, I hear from the left. everything that could take and fracture and divide and dislocate the human spirit, they're doing it on steroids right now. And it's a mistake. It's a mistake driven by anger and emotion without a whole lot of thinking going on. Driven by a form of propaganda pushed by the mainstream media and others to do what? To shape the way in which the world goes. You know, one of the things that you can easily allude to, you know, in terms of the violent acts is media uses each of these events as a way to propagate a set of values that they wish to impose on you based on the owners of those media outlets. Take a look at who owns the wealth in the world today, and it's the big information systems, communication systems, transportation systems. Back 40 years ago, I'm 61 this year, and 40 years ago in my teens, I talked about three things. Transportation, communication, information systems would revolutionize the world, and they did. And now, on top of these systems, we have AI, which I do want to talk about. Because as the populations are being numbed down and dumbed down and drugged up so that you see more and more crazy acts of violence. In fact, I would bet that in those crowds of protests, a good percentage of those people are, in fact, Medicaid. Because the average population is, and I'll bet you if somebody did a poll, and maybe there's one out there, there's probably a lot more Medicaid on the left these days. You know, because things haven't gone their way and they're a little stressed out. But the point of the matter is, the reason it hasn't gone their way is it's a miserable failure. Take a look at what's happened in Europe. You know, talk about miserable failure and the loss of any cultural connection. It's happening throughout Europe, whether you're in France, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, anywhere. It's changing dramatically. And indigenous populations in Europe have the same resentment as indigenous populations whose cultures are undermined anywhere else in the world. And why not? And then using guilt is sort of the way to push the population. The Germans are the specialists at this, you know, still feeling guilty for things that happened that virtually no one's alive to even remember. Being a participant in, because most of them are dead now. And it's sad what all happened. There's no denying any of that. But look at it from the perspective of acceptance of the facts rather than denial or rather than guilt. And somehow you have to do all this stuff. No, you do it because something might be needed, not out of guilt. Guilt is a selfish, let me repeat it, guilt, when you're using it as your motivation, is selfish, self-focused, and doesn't do anything you intend. Acceptance of where people are, meeting them in where they are, and recognizing where people are and accepting that is something entirely different. And it has to do with the dignity of man and the right to self-perseverance and self-determination on a fundamental level, something we've lost sight of in the group, squishy, think of what feels good and everybody wins a trophy. It's not how the real world works. And people who are expressing the levels of frustration because they're figuring it out the hard way, it's unfortunate. But the media largely has shoved everyone into a perceptual box that does not line up with facts. And this is why intelligence, brains, and heart need to connect. They don't run separately. You can't be heartless and run like an AI, and you can't be heart-filled without an intellect and run on an emotional pile of litter, which is what ends up happening. So it's a combination of the two, and it's to recognize we meet people where they are. If we recognize them as divinely created, we treat them respectfully, even if we don't disagree with them. And if we can find some way of lifting that other human soul, I think by all means we should try and do it. But meet them where they are, not where we'd like them to be. Not out of guilt, but out of real consideration of who they are and what they might be. And then we have a little different operation going on that might actually be constructive rather than destructive in terms of what we're trying to build on the planet. together, you know, because at the end of the day, no one's getting out alive, and we're going to do this together. And we're going to do it within the confines of being individuals, sovereign souls, within sovereign nations, within a world that is very complex and very different. And to try and make it into a squishy mold for globalists is not the answer. It's the recognition of the sovereignty of individuals and the sovereignty of nations. I want to talk a little bit and switch gears a bit because there were a couple things that came in the news that I'm concerned about. One of them is General Motors, and it's like I'm making a radical change in the topic. But I want to talk about this because I read in a publication called International Living, a recent issue, talking about a great recommendation to buy stock in GM because their Chinese sales now exceed their U.S. sales. Now, I wasn't thrilled to read that because I know the background on this. And it's in the news again today because Donald Trump is saying, hey, you know, GM should be moving back. Because here's how it plays out and why Donald Trump is correct. Is we bailed out GM. And then when we bailed them out, they moved, relocated with $3.8 billion of the money we bailed them out, but they relocated over to China. And all those jobs, about 13,000 U.S. jobs, went away. And we paid for it. We paid for it. And then when the Fed sold all that stock they had bought, prop up General Motors, we lost, the American taxpayer lost $11.2 billion, with a B, billion dollars. Okay, that's a lot of money, no matter how you count it. But at the same time, you know, since then, since 2015, GM has bought back shares from their shareholder pool, $14 billion after screwing all of us out of 11.2 and moving the whole operation to China to employ 13,000 people there while they unemployed 13,000 people here. And you and I, as taxpayers in this country, paid for it. Right? We paid for that. We paid for them so we could lose money, lose jobs, and pay again. You know, and I want to talk about another group that we keep bailing out, and that no one's talking about the framework under which these bailouts happen. This is the biggest corporate welfare giveaways in series, adding to the national debt like nothing ever has, and a bunch of freeloading globalists just take the money right out of your pocket and leave and laugh all the way to the bank as they buy back their shares and enrich their portfolios even more. And I'm not opposed to making wealth when it's real wealth and not some big stock play at the expense of the American taxpayer. Build factories, build cars, build industry, build real things, but do it in the United States. Don't export our jobs, export our industry, and then wonder why Donald Trump says, hey, GM owes us a little bit here, because they do. This is Dr. Nick Begich in the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.